Good morning. It's Thursday, July 16th, and this is Mamoun Azim with the morning news. Give us a few minutes, and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know. The Justice Department's handling of the Jeffrey Epstein files took center stage on Capitol Hill. Acting U.S. Attorney General Todd Blanche faced bipartisan scrutiny as senators questioned his nomination to permanently lead the department. Blanche defended the release of millions of Epstein-related documents, but admitted mistakes were made, saying about 1% of redactions had to be corrected. Pressed by Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal, Blanche apologized to Epstein survivors for those errors. Lawmakers also questioned him about his ties to President Donald Trump, a controversial tax settlement, and whether Trump could seek a third presidential term. Blanche said he does not believe the Constitution allows it. His nomination now moves to the next stage of Senate consideration. Another news. The U.S. military is introducing a new health initiative aimed at improving force readiness. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth announced that all active duty and reserve personnel aged 30 and older will now be screened for testosterone deficiency during annual medical exams. Troops diagnosed with low levels will be offered voluntary hormone replacement therapy, while testing for those under 30 will remain optional. Hegseth said the program is intended to support long-term health and military performance, not enhance physical ability. Medical experts welcome screening, but caution that hormone therapy should only be prescribed for those with symptoms, noting potential risks, including infertility and cardiovascular concerns. The Pentagon says the policy takes effect immediately, around the world. The fragile truce between the United States and Iran is under renewed strain. The U.S. military launched another wave of strikes targeting what it described as Iranian military capabilities threatening commercial shipping in the Strait of Hormuz. Iran responded by claiming attacks on U.S. military positions in Bahrain, Kuwait, and Jordan, while warning it could expand disruptions to regional energy routes. President Donald Trump said Iran better behave and reiterated that further action remains possible if Tehran refuses to return to negotiations. Iranian officials insisted they would not negotiate under military and economic pressure. As fighting continues, global markets remain on edge, with oil prices rising over concerns about shipping through one of the world's busiest energy corridors. Another news. Ukraine is preparing for another major government shakeup during its war with Russia. President Volodymyr Zelensky has endorsed Naftogaz chief Sergei Koretsky as the country's next prime minister after lawmakers accepted the resignation of Yulia Sviridenko. Parliament is expected to vote on the appointment soon. At the same time, lawmakers say Zelensky plans to replace Defense Minister Mikhailo Fedorov with Interior Minister Ihor Klimenko. The move has drawn criticism from some lawmakers and military supporters who credit Fedorov with expanding drone production and modernizing defense procurement. Zelensky says the reshuffle is designed to strengthen preparations for winter, while critics argue it could undermine confidence in Ukraine's wartime leadership at a critical moment. Another news. A new global survey suggests perceptions of world powers are shifting. Research by the Pew Research Center found that people in 25 of the 36 countries surveyed now hold more favorable views of China than the United States. The first time Pew has recorded such a result. More than 42,000 people were surveyed between February and May. Respondents generally viewed China as less likely than the U.S. to interfere in other countries' affairs, although the United States continued to score higher on protecting personal freedoms. Confidence in both Chinese President Xi Jinping and U.S. President Donald Trump remained relatively low, but Xi received higher ratings overall. Researchers say changing global attitudes may reflect growing concerns over U.S. foreign policy and China's expanding international influence. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening,